It's impossible with man, but with God, all things are possible. There's no limits to what to how far your faith can go if you develop your faith. And, you know, the Bible says that Jesus, he marveled. I think Cortez read the scripture, son. He marveled at the centurion. He said, this is some strong faith right here. This dude right here. He said, I ain't never seen faith this strong. Y'all, like my son say, ain't that something? I'm like, dude, where you get that from? Ain't that something? He said, I have never seen faith like this. The Bible said Jesus marveled at his faith. And you know, Jesus said often in the Bible, he said, oh, ye of little faith. Then he'll say, where is your faith? And then he said, they had no faith. And then he said, great faith. I want to be one of the ones with what? Great faith. Amen. And that, how does faith come? And we'll jump into the scriptures. By hearing. Amen. You don't get faith by praying. You don't get faith by fasting. You don't get faith by doing good works. You don't get faith by cleaning up your house, washing your car, keeping your car clean. No, you don't get faith that way. You get faith by the word of God. Playing them scriptures. I was almost tickled one night. I was getting ready to go to bed. Everybody, all the kids were asleep. Toya's already in the bed. And I was just locking the door, making sure everything was off. Everybody had scriptures going on in their room. Princess had her scriptures going. Paris had her scriptures going. Cam had his scriptures going. And me and Toya, we had our scriptures going. I'm talking about that loud. Bill Winston, Keith Moore, Joe Olsen. I mean, all scriptures going on in the house. But what we doing? Man, we're taking time to build our faith. Build our faith. You driving down the road, me, I do a lot of driving. I make sure that I take time to build my faith. I mean, I used to like to listen to a lot of frivolous things on the radio. Nah, I say, I just got too much to do. I got, you know, too much is at stake. Amen. Amen. I got to keep my family covered. I got to keep my church family covered. Amen. I can spend that time praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I'm telling you, when you do these things, you may not see it with your natural eye, but I'm telling you, in the realm of the spirit, things are taking place. I was coming out of the parking lot of Walmart and in Clarksdale and getting ready to go, and I just kind of delayed for just a couple of minutes. And when I got to the you know, to come out of the parking lot at the traffic light, a big truck had just hit this car, T-boned this car, knocked them way over into the ditch. Everybody was trying to get the lady out the car. I'm like, Lord, you know, that could have been me. But, you know, because of his grace, because we prayed, amen. I mean, you know, a lot of us, we on the prayer line in the morning. A lot of you spend your own personal time praying because you prayed. Amen. We stop the work of the enemy. I'm telling you, we got authority over that dude. We got authority over him. I am absolutely amazed at how little power the devil has. I mean, he is. The Bible says when he is judged, we're gonna look at him and say, hold on 1 minute. Is that the little thing that was causing all the trouble on earth? Is that him? Are you serious? We're going to start laughing. We're going to be looking at him like, this little bitty ant caused all this trouble on the earth. This right here? I'm telling you, we're made in our Father's image. Amen? Amen. Mark chapter 9. Now I want to talk about, let me preface it. Jesus had went to the mountain. And he was transformed of transfiguration. He was transformed. He took James, Peter, and whoever he took with him. Took Brother Lewis with him. And, you know, your name James, right? Amen. Anyway, they went with him, and he was transformed. And, you know, it's like, Jesus, let us build three altars, you know, one for you, one for Moses, and so forth. And anyway, when he came back down the mountain, listen what happened. I'm going to read just a little bit. When they came to the disciples, they saw a large crowd around them. And the scribes disputing with them all. All of a sudden, I'm reading out the whole. All of a sudden, when the whole crowd saw him, they were amazed and ran to greet him. Now, listen now. I'm going to teach you something tonight. Then he asked him, he said, what are you arguing about? And let me paraphrase it. And the guy said, teacher, he said, Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples to heal him, to drive this devil out of him, and they couldn't. And they was unable to. And they said that whenever this devil seizes him, he said it makes him unable to speak. It throws him down. He foams at the mouth. He grinds at the teeth. And he becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they couldn't. And Jesus said, you unbelieving generation. Can you see Jesus just sound like, man, what am I going to do with y'all? What am I going to do with y'all this time? He said, how long will I have to be with you all? How long? I mean, how many times have we heard this word and we still mess it up? Amen. I was talking to Toy. She had a meeting in Jackson, and she was giving me a report on something, and it wasn't quite exactly what I wanted to hear. And when she told me, I'm like, oh, Lord. That's what I said. And she said, well, so-and-so, you know, this happened. I was like, okay, all right. And I said, all right, well, I'll talk to you later. So I hung up the phone. And the Holy Spirit just kept on kind of nudging me, Therese. I said, Lord, forgive me. I did not speak that in faith. When I said that, oh, Lord, I was giving voice to doubt and unbelief. Amen. Even though I ain't said, I know what's in my mind. All kind of doubt and unbelief. Oh, Lord, here we go again. That was in my mind. So I said, Father, I said, I render those words that came out of my mouth, I render it useless. I call them void in Jesus' name, and they will not work in my life. Now I'm gonna speak words of life. Situation, this is what you're gonna do in Jesus' name. Now I expect that situation to change. Amen.